All right, I want to cut this on to follow up. I said something about Kanye, and I was going down the path of reality and wrong and punishment and right. And what camera am I on? Am I on this one? I'm on this one. What camera am I on? And right and wrong, I just want to evaluate. I mean, just wanted to go through it again and get it down. It's going to be disjointed. Another thing about Kanye, he's streaming consciousness. Everything he say is not going to make sense. It's not supposed to. I personally do not take any missed or incorrectly stated syllable or word that he may have made during his talks or during his soliloquies to invalidate him as a human being and everything he said. Of course, he's going to say some things that's wrong. That's one thing I'm saying about people. You can't say anything wrong anymore. If you say one thing wrong, they'll try to demonize you and then justify everything. You say one thing wrong, they try to use that to justify discrediting everything else you say. I mean, sure, he may have said some stuff that was off the wall, but in there is truth. And people, it's so easy right now to say, oh, he said something bad about Jews. He's a demon. He's bad. He's wrong. I'm not standing nowhere near that. I'm not standing nowhere near that person who said something provocative or maybe nuanced or even wrong about Jews or black people. I don't want to say that I'm going to give him credit or benefit of the doubt. I forgot what I was saying, but I don't care. It doesn't really matter because what's going to do, I'm just going to come right here and go back at it. So basically, I was talking about being wrong. Kanye is just talking crazy. He's streaming consciousness. We can give him the benefit of the doubt. People who side with him will give him the benefit of the doubt when he makes grammar mistakes or just speaks out of turn or speaks crazy. If you assume the brother is crazy and loses his mind, more than likely, most of the things he say are going to be crazy and like he's losing his mind. But if you give the effort to try to find something in between his words, you will find something. So it almost comes down to, you know, how you feel about them. And everything comes down to if you liked. If they like you, you win. You can do anything pretty much if you like you. And that's what it comes down to. So it comes down to biases, if you're on his team or not. So you can give him a break or you can not. You can pull what you want to out of it. And you can pull the nuggets out and say, okay, he said that good. Or you can just take one thing he may have said that was crazy, even if he meant it, even if you take the one thing, even if he meant it, it was the most egregious thing, the most terrible thing. And just because he said that one thing, wipe out everything he said about everything else he says doesn't matter. Everything else he says is just wrong because he said this one thing. To me, that's incorrect. It's much more nuanced. It's much more complicated. It's too easy just to do that. It's just too easy to say, oh, he said one crazy thing. He's crazy. He's wrong. He can't be right about anything. Life isn't that easy. A lot of this conversations that we've been having over what people did, Trump and this, all the way back and forth, it comes down to if you like him or not, how much of the things he say you're going to accept or push back, and also how, if you agree with him or not. I lost my train of thought, so I just threw that in. If you agree with him or not. Okay, so we got that down. Okay, so people can say anything, and it comes down to biases, and like, oh, I like Kanye, so Kanye's cool. I'll go in there and I'll find, you know, the stuff that I like, and it makes sense. But there's some people say, oh, he said something crazy about Jews. Everything he says is wrong. And that's just too easy to do. It's too easy just to demonize them and say, oh, I don't have to think about them anymore. It's harder to actually have to stop, think, listen, dissect. Stop listening to the population. Stop listening to CNN and all these clickbait things that's going to sensationalize what he says and makes it all crazy to make it seem like it's all this and all that just to get you to click on it. I mean, come on. It's like I said before, Trump is not Satan. I mean, God, he's on TV every day. Let the man go. He's just a man. So everything he says or does shouldn't have that monumental kind of consequences unless you're worried about him starting an uprising of the white men that see Kanye. Okay, here's an example. This might be a bad example. I didn't research it. I didn't do anything. Kanye said that white men are being oppressed or privileged or something like that. He said they're being put down or marginalized or something. He said, well, white men. I said it too. Because if you look on TV right now, even though these white men may be in control and they hold all the, you know, corporate, and I say the white man, let me give you some of this. I say the white man to give that stereotypical big, you know, old boy network, that old oil money, rich, you know, white folks sitting up on a hill or something, that stereotypical ideal that may or may not exist. Those people are marginalized. Those people are being almost the great replacement. You don't see them on TV. You don't see them on TV no more. Look on TV. Watch TV and watch commercials and see who you see in these commercials. Watch the movies that's coming out. Look and see who you see in these movies. They are being marginalized. Now, of course, you can say, oh, he's crazy. Oh, he's just, you know, he's out of his mind for saying something like that. No, but if you are biased towards Kanye, you'll just step back and say, oh, this is, you'll accept it as, oh, this is what he meant. And like I said, if you look at it right now, the whole white, I even said it. I said it a couple minutes ago. You don't see old white men on TV anymore. They're just not there. Everything is either a person of color or a female. And all the movies and stuff on TV now are female leads. You got females fighting. All the fight scenes are females now. I mean, and I'm not sure if it was like that, but I think the Marvel comic stuff was one of the things that I noticed to stay masculine and hard. That was one of the few things where I noticed to stay masculine and hard. I might be incorrect. I'm just throwing that out there. But so he said that, and I was right. Another thing he said that slavery was a choice. Y'all went crazy on that. Y'all went crazy on that. Now, here's I might be giving him a break, and I might just be playing devil's advocate. Here's why I give him a break. Here's how I took it. He was under the impression that in the South or certain areas, the slave population overwhelmed the white population. I brought this up to a friend of mine. He said, that might not be true. And I'll give it to you. That might not be true. That's how I took what he said. So he's saying that the slave population outnumbered the white population to a degree that in his mind, they could have taken up, they could have rose up and took over and didn't have to be slaves. And he used the words by choice. He may have did that to be sensationalized, just to get us talking about it, to get him on TV, which worked. White Lives Matter. Shirts with Candace Owens, brilliant. It was, in fact, it was just too brilliant because it was just so obvious a publicity stunt. I'm like, in the way they had the picture taken, I mean, people just do stuff and the public falls for it. We're falling for it less and less, though. We are falling for it less and less. And I even think the news media is falling for it less and less. The CNNs and the MSNBCs just don't jump on anything anymore. They might, and it's not about fact-checking. It's not about fact-checking. It's more about publicizing sensationalized news. You know, and you just got to pull back. We've pulled back over the years. I mean, because years ago, remember, here's the one that got me. It was Paris Hilton getting out of jail. Paris Hilton was getting out of jail, and they had all these cameras and this, and they made a big deal. And I even was excited about it for whatever reason, because we created that event. We made that event. It's something insignificant. It don't matter. A little white girl getting out of jail. Who cares? But we created that event and we all kind of bought into it. Oh, yeah. You going to watch Paris when she get out of jail? Oh, she in jail. Just something to talk about. And it's probably the same thing with Kanye. We are social creatures and we love to talk and we love to congregate. We love to take sides. We love the identity. Being groups that like-minded groups of people, we like to find fellowship, and that's where all that comes from. I get that. Okay, let's go down to. I'm going to go back to Kanye, to people not being able to say anything wrong. I started off. Okay, first of all, the definition of wrong. Who decides what is wrong or right? Right now, Facebook and certain social media platforms are checking what people say, and they're actually like a gatekeeper of what's determining right or wrong. Free speech says you can allow to say anything you want. You know, roughly speaking, free speech says if you want. The government and the law is staying out of that. That's not the government and the law is staying out of that. This is like social media, a social construct, or social groups or whatever it's called that's putting pressure on these companies, or companies putting pressure on themselves to look woke. I don't know who's selling who. Are they selling us? Or are we driving their, him?
Oops.
So in an effort to look woke and maybe generate what you're supposed to be generating in a capitalistic society, any company is going to do whatever they can do to make their bottom line look bigger. This whole George Floyd thing with the pandemic and the Black Lives Matter and that whole kind of consciousness raising hysteria. Yes, I said hysteria. Manic. It's manic. It's just over the top, way over the top. It's snowballed into something now that people are getting canceled. You can't say this. Remember back in years ago, Paula Deen and somebody said nigger, and they got canceled. Remember how all that started? No, I think it started with Sterling. Remember Sterling said something? Sterling got caught recorded in his own private house and got caught. But then again, it's not the law. It's not legislation. It's not, you know, our judicial system. It's the public. The public and the company or whatever, you know, acted on themselves. They punished themselves. Sterling and all those Paula Deens who said something. You know, that was, and that might be worse. No, that's not worse than it being law. let's not go that far. That's not worse as it being law. My toothbrush fell in the toilet, so I had to get another one. So that stuff was good law, but all this started a long time ago. Now to the point where they're fact checking. They call it fact checking, and then the fact that they're canceling accounts on Twitter and they're canceling accounts of this because they deem this person is saying this wrong. That no censorship. I cannot get with any type of censorship. I can't get with any type of censorship because basically that's not the problem. The problem is the education of the human being, the general public. The general public is treated like babies and innocent. Not even innocent, just like imbeciles, actually. You have to be in the reaction of the public is treated with such sensitivity that we try to regulate what we feed them and don't feed them. And I kind of agree. There's some things out there that's probably best off that don't go mainstream because it'd just be too hard for them to figure it out. And they'd just be like running around trying to figure out all kinds of crazy stuff. But I still don't agree with censorship. I think the way we get there is we educate everybody. Actually, it starts with the parents in the house. It starts with the parents in your house and you're raising your kids. You're raising your kids so when they're 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, they already have a foundation of what is and what ain't. At least of what is and what ain't that you put in their head. But then again, I take that back because you probably did put in their head what is and what ain't. And everybody comes from different perspectives. So we're going to have this. We're going to have this kind of thinking and that kind of thinking and that kind of thinking. If everybody just raised their kids, quote unquote, properly, just whatever properly means, just let it go, whatever properly means. But they instilled in their kids their ideals that they evolved to have. And as each individual, like I said, the diversity of consciousness is vast and there is no right or wrong. There is no right or wrong. The diversity of consciousness and ideas and philosophical perspectives is vast. So if I raise two people going to raise their kids the way they want to, and that's the way it should be. There is no right or wrong. There is no up, down, left or right. Everybody should raise their kids. And then whatever happens, happens. Whatever is, is. Nothing ought to be. Nothing ought to be. Everything just is. So you raise your kids, they go up, they do this, they do that. We step back from the universe 3-4 million years from now, and we see what the results of that is. Or we can look at the immediate results 300-400 years from now. What did that impact have? Kanye's doing some stuff that's out of the box right now. Will Smith did some stuff that's out of the box. We need people doing stuff out of the box. We need all different kinds of thinking so that when five people look at the same thing, we get five different ideas. We need that. Okay, so who determines what is right or wrong? Who determines what is fact and not? If everybody's idea of reality is different. See, remember I said that everybody's idea of reality is different. Two people can look at the same thing and they're going to interpret it different. Now, true, that object over there is that object. We can probably agree that that's a finite object and that's not going to change. Now, for me seeing it, it hitting my eyes, going through my brain, going through my eyes and my retina and all those optic nerves, I remember that from school, and getting to my brain. By the time it gets to my brain processes it, it's what I think it is. No matter what, even if we look at this toothbrush, we all know it's a toothbrush. We agree it's a toothbrush. We know whatever. We don't know what this looks like to the next person. We just know what this looks like to us. And we know that when we see this, everybody else calls this a toothbrush. You know, no. And then if you can be simplistic and say, oh, that's a toothbrush. Don't be stupid. Oh, don't be crazy. Everybody know that's a toothbrush. No, they don't. If you pull back into the granular of our understanding and how we even process information, it's just not that straight. It's simplistic to look at it that way, and life is much easier. But if you think that everything can be questioned, and that's the whole thing, everything can be questioned. And so what is real and what is not can be questioned. What is fact and what is not can be questioned. My idea is we need the world flooded with all the ideas. We need to raise the populations to understand what they want and what they don't need to take out. People, we shouldn't be worried about triggering people. If people don't get triggered, how can you stop? You're using social justice to combat the idea of, to correct, you're using social justice to correct things that you see in society. And that may or may not work. Okay, that's the right or wrong thing. Who determines what's right or wrong? Fact checking. Who determines that? Twitter? Facebook? Facebook gonna block my ad because they say it's wrong because they fact checked it and it doesn't look right? No, you gonna get rid of it. See, that can be argued. That's all I'm saying. Okay, that was right or wrong. What was the other thing? The punishment. Oh, the punishment was the... Oh, yeah, I did the right or wrong. Okay. See, this is going to be erratic. You can take it apart. Yeah, he all erratic. He all crazy. Look at him. He on drugs or something. No, I'm just getting off work. So, hey, no drugs been going on. I got 5 minutes before I go to shift in. So, I'm just getting off work. I'm excited. Okay. So now we're in a position that where Kanye West, he said he was a genius. He rose to popularity. He became a huge superstar figure, and now he has a platform. And he's operating outside of the quote unquote unwritten guidelines that a superstar at his level should act. It's like, okay, we put you on, we exalted you to this position. This is a certain way you need to behave to stay in that position. And technically, that's right. That's how come you can get canceled. That's just why Adidas can cancel him, because he went to Adidas. Adidas gave him something in return to what they get. And if he no longer needs that, he can cut that relationship. He doesn't have to, act a certain way or have certain beliefs or just say certain things as far as Adidas goes. And the other thing is, we might be watching the destruction, the self-destruction of a human being. We might be actually watching a human being, the downfall of a human being, the self-destruction. And I mean, I hate to say it, but it's entertainment. I mean, people, it is entertainment. It's entertainment. I mean, there's no other way you can look at it. And we will watch it. And this is, I think that's really a lot of what's going on now. People are watching the self-destruction of Kanye West. And it is entertainment, people. I don't care what you want to say. Some of y'all woke, oh, save him, oh, pray for him, oh, I wish he did. Some of y'all out there, I mean, number one, whatever the man's doing, how can you get so, any man, if you ask me, how can you get so much excited or so much emotionally involved in what another person is doing that you hate them? How can you hate? Well, I know people can hate. Me, I never had anything in my life that led me to taught me how to hate. I never had anything that, drove me for so long and so hard that I developed the emotional capacity to hate. I don't even think I can actually at this point in my life. I don't think I can hate anything even if I wanted to. Because, I mean, life I've had so far, that if something tragic or whatever, I'd hate it for a minute, but that long term, wake up in the morning, I hate, kill, they're no good, I can't stand them. Oh, I look at them every time I see them, I want to do that. Now, I used to be like that. I ain't gonna lie, I used to be like that. I used to have some of that in me. I used to get so riled up at things that I'd be like that, but that's not me anymore. And I mean that sincerely. I just, and so to have that kind of, to be triggered by another human being, to be triggered by, that's another thing that I probably have not issue with, but I go, how could people be triggered by what Trump or Kanye or anybody's doing? The leader of the KKK. I don't understand. These are people who have ideas just like you. No, Yeah, they have ideas just like you. They just don't agree with you. They think differently. And if you go to some person and like you go to one person, you say, hey, you know, what you're doing is wrong. This is this, this and that. And this is stupid and crazy and dumb and it's retarded. Some they can turn around and say the same thing to you. A lot of people don't understand that. What you can say to your opponent, the opponent is saying the same thing to you. These people aren't just not liking you because you're you. They're not liking you because of the fundamental differences in the beliefs that you have. Everybody don't want to be woke. Everybody does not have liberal ideas, and that's okay. Everybody don't think that black people have been put down. Everybody think that black people have been put down. You could take that and say, oh, he said that black people ain't been put down. It was a slip. I misspoke or whatever. Black people have been put down. There have been atrocities committed. But my point in that is if you keep looking back, you'll never go forward. And it's been a couple hundred years. Maybe it's been 50 years since the Civil Rights Movement. Why are we still fighting? Why are we still fighting and dying to fight that our ancestors did for 50 years ago? They're like, look, y'all moved on. It's like, hey, y'all move. We did it. You're there now. You're close enough to the promised land to get there. Don't be fighting the battle that we fought 50, 60, 70 years ago. You're there. It's like, okay, here's a story I was going to say. You got two black activists come meet in a bar, one from the 50s and one from the 90s. And the one from the year 2000, the modern activist is sitting there crying and he's all upset. And the 1950s activist comes up to him and says, hey, what's going on? You know, what's going on? He says, I was at work today and I saw the word nigger. You know, he's just so upset because he saw the word nigger and he was just like, the modern activist and the 1950s activist looked at him and went, oh, really? Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, you saw the word nigger, and then they broke in your house, and they raped your mother, and they burned your house down, and they went and got your cousins? Is that what happened? And the modern activist goes, no, I just saw the word nigger. Well, actually, I don't even know if it was the word nigger. I just saw nigger, N-I-G-G. It's too much. It's just the world is too much. Oh, yeah, you saw the word N-I-G-G-G. And then when you saw nig, because you knew it was nigger, and then the Klan came and they burned your dog, and then they stole your cars, and then they burned down all your businesses. Is that what happened? And the activist says, no. Well, actually, I only saw the N. I only saw the N-I. And it was, see what I mean? It's just, now all of a sudden people are getting upset because they hear the word nigger. Let alone people back to 50, 70 years ago was getting burned. Literally lynched and burned in public, legally. Well, maybe not legally, but you know what I mean. And people look back and say, we haven't made any progress. I don't know why I went down that street, but I got taken down that way. I'm not even talking about that. We're talking about Kanye West nuancing what racism is and what racism should be. I think half of it is playing with y'all heads, just like Trump does. Another half of it is trying to make sense. And he's bringing up some new ideals in the mainstream that a lot of y'all probably don't want to hear. That the fact that, yeah, racism exists. Yeah, slavery existed. Black people were, enslaved, brought over here. They were abused, atrocities, this, that, you know. Now, I don't know if Kanye is saying this. And I may be using him just to express what I'm trying to say, because a lot of things he said, I could pull what I want to say out of. Not to say I agree with him or not, but he went down a road that I've been down before, and he may not have put it, he may have just said it just to get it out there, and the reaction may have been, whatever. Actually, the reaction was what he wanted, because everybody's talking about it. So what was I saying? Kind of hate black people. I forgot what I was saying. So I don't care, Cancel me. Cancel me. This is just all about saying it. This really is just all about saying it, unrehearsed, letting it come out the top of my head, free it, get it out there, get that stuff down to digital and go back, look at these ideas and build upon them. I guess I was talking about the fact that a lot of people may or may not want to hear that racism is not keeping you back. Sure, atrocities happen, slavery happened. I'm not denying that. I'm not denying that, this or that, you know, that it was horrible. It was definitely horrible. But is it keeping you back now? To agree, yes, everything. I mean, it could be this much or that much, but it's probably definitely anything you can say is keeping you back regardless. I lost my toothbrush. That's keeping me back if you really want to be crazy about it. But realistically, how much is that, is Black people's history affecting them now? Sure, there's redlining. Sure, there's wealth gap. Sure, the opportunity is going to be different for us and white people, because hell, 8 out of 10 people in this country are white. So naturally, white people are going to identify more with white people, just like Black people identify more with Black people. It ain't their fault that it is 80% of this country is them. Actually, it is their fault, and they designed it that way. No, they didn't design it that way. It was built that way. White people came over here. They did what they did to the Indians, atrocities, more atrocities. I'm not saying the white man didn't do atrocities. I'm just saying that's in the past, and getting them to pay for it is going to be kind of tough. And it might be easier just to go on with your life, get an education, get you a degree, get you some master's degrees, go out into the world, find an occupation you like, build a family. Well, you can build a family now. I'm just more into the productive work, work and find something that you love and get a job and get paid for it and travel and just do, you know, just do and be and not worry about what racism or what you can't do or why you can't. If you failed, it might be because of you and not because of anything Whitey did. And now, why am I going down that street? I don't know. But it does feel Kanye inspired. That little speech that I just gave does feel like it was Kanye inspired. I mean, my camera got moved. What happened? Yeah, it does feel Kanye inspired, because I think a lot of the things he's saying that, you know, you can't blame. I think a lot of things he's saying is you can't blame white people for everything, y'all. You can't blame white people for everything. You know, you can't blame an external sources on anything. You can't blame everything on something, on somebody else or something else. And I come from a school of thought where I assume responsibility for everything. I try to assume responsibility to everything that happens to me, even things that I have no responsibility over. I am ultimately responsible for it. So I just try to handle and take care of it. And that's just the way I'm used to doing things and handling things. So when I see people crying victim and they can't do this and they can't do that, and every time I turn around, Black people talk about, oh, you know, he did it because he's Black. Oh, it's because he's Black. Oh, it's because he's Black. I just got to shake my head and just nod. I don't, you know. Sometimes I'll say something, because, you know, sometimes you're in the mood, you just want to get some, and sometimes you just say, well, what about, because what I say then, and they say, oh, white people this, white people that, I'll say, well, how many of your white friends are like that? How many white people do you know are racist or whatever that? How many do you actually know? Well, you know, just because I don't know that they are don't mean they ain't. And it doesn't mean that they are, but you just said that they are. You just said that most white people are racist and this and that, and you can't stand white folks. You hate them. It's not funny, y'all. That's not funny. It's not funny. I mean, we're human. Nobody, I mean, things happen. And those Hispanic people in L.A. who got caught talking about, you know, Black people, some people talk like that. Come on. You know, of course, they got to fall on their sword. You can't let them continue after saying that. They got to be reprimanded or something, public, you know, disgraced or something. Didn't let it back in, because you're going to lose a lot of good people if you actually hear and see the things they do behind it, you know, behind the magic curtain. Because to be honest with you, in today's society, to get stuff done, I think you need a cutthroat. You need somebody who may or may not do some, to go to that extra length, that final solution. Like Bernie Sanders and Hillary, the story I tell. I don't think Bernie Sanders would kill people to get what he wanted. I'm not sure Hillary wouldn't. And that's why I would vote for it. That's literally because she would, I think, if she had an agenda that's going to save hundreds of kids, thousands of kids, and somebody needed to go away for that to happen, do the math. Do the math. And that's the way I look at it. And they say, well, what if it was you? Do the math. It happens. I mean, it'll hurt. I'd be against it. No, not me. But, you know, once I'm dead or whatever, I look back and say, yeah, it was the choice. It was the right move. And I'm just talking now. See, now I'm just rambling and streaming consciousness. It feels good. I'm just getting it out and getting it down, getting it recorded, getting the idea there where I can take the idea and expound on it. And I don't know why I went from Kanye to black people. Because, you know, it's, I don't know. I'm just trying to make this up now. But a lot of black people talk about Kanye. Kanye got black people kind of divided. But it's not really divided because what you're hearing, you're not going to hear from people who really support him. People who really, really support him aren't going to say anything in this climate because they're going to get eaten alive. You just can't speak up. You know, you're going to get eaten alive because the hysteria is that Kanye's crazy. And, you know, we're all cool because Kanye's crazy. All of us over here that think Kanye is crazy, we're right and we're fine. But he's crazy. And everybody who thinks like him, either jigaboos or coons or selling out the whitey or this or that or this or that or this or that. You know, see how that goes? And I ain't gonna say I'm tired of that. I'm over it. I'm done with it. I mean, I ain't gonna say I'm done with it, but I'm just over it. It's behind me. It's just not, I don't see how that even affects me. You know, it's just not a part of my worldview or the things I do. Anyway, my name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, swinging on y'all two times. For me, for the phone. For every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom in this or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be, my name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, and I talk about a theory of universe. Theoryofuniverse.com. I'm still working on it. Leave me alone. Been working on it for 15 years now, maybe 20. And hypothesis of all as one. And I am